Welcome. This meditation is called Experience Centering, The Warrior Within by Jean-Dave Girard and Daniel Matek. Calm your mind. Open your heart. Invite the light.
This is a guided meditation. It doesn't matter if you've ever meditated before. Let yourself listen and follow along. As much as you are able, suspend judgment or criticism for what is said. At a later time, you can analyze it. Right now, just let yourself experience it as if you we're dynamically creating it. Keep your will active. This is not a passive meditation. You are in charge. We are only the guides. There is no right or wrong way. You are simply experiencing the meditation. Centering does not just connect you to your inner or higher self. Because that spiritual self in us is connected to the entire universe, an active dynamic. So you are also connected to it. The last link in the chain is to the personality self, and that has to be built by us. So enjoy.
This is a meditation for self-healing. This is a meditation for personal empowerment. This meditation may well open you to a different perspective. It will guide you to a place of deep calm and deep peace, where healing is possible, where release is possible, where connection to a deeper and more alive you is possible. It may take you into parts of your consciousness that are new and unknown to you. This is part of the power of meditation.
So find a quiet place with low light or you won't be disturbed. Sit or lying, it makes no difference. I prefer to sit with both feet on the ground for grounding, with my spine straight, relaxed, with no distractions.
Begin by taking a really deep and relaxing breath. We call this a healing or cleansing breath. To do this, you first relax your diaphragm from the area of your body near your belly button, and then begin to draw in your breath from the bottom of your lungs, observing the expansion of your belly, observing how your chest expands, bringing the breath up into the top of the lungs, filling the lungs as completely as you are able. As at the end of the breath, you have to raise your shoulders a bit to allow the lungs to receive in as much air as possible. And as you do this, it helps if your spine is straight. Then pause at the top of the breath briefly before exhaling. This is where the breath is charged with the higher energy. Then, with the exhale, release any tension, any stress or anxiety. Again, pause at the bottom of your breath, briefly before you inhale again. This is where you release the charged energy into your body and into the surrounding energy of your aura. You might notice how much more relaxed you already feel.
Continue to breathe deeply, drawing in from above. We are now going on a journey into inner space, a journey beyond our habitual personality of body, emotions, and human mind, beyond just the awareness of our body. We are on a journey to the higher self, a place where you are calm and peaceful. Your higher self has always been there and will always be there. It may be a part of you that you have never been aware of, but it is real, perhaps more real than any other part of us. It is poised, loving, and beyond the disturbances and concerns of the physical world. It is that dynamic cause to your physical life.
Before we proceed, take another very deep, relaxing, cleansing, and healing breath. Breathe in through your nose. Again, filling your lungs as deeply as you can. Then, exhale through your mouth, releasing with the breath any tension, any anxiety, any frustration you may be feeling. Then, as you take one more breath, imagine your body connecting to the source of your life, the very source of life itself. You can then imagine your emotions connecting to the source of all love. You can imagine your mind connected to the universal mind. Repeat this deep, full, connecting breath as often as you like. It will help you calm your body, calm your emotions, and quiet your mind. You can connect with life, love, and universal mind within the inner space of your being whenever you want to, wherever you need to. You are in control.
As you make these connections, you will begin to feel this energy flowing. It's a signal, and it comes, and it's moving through you. Use your powers of visualization to make this happen. See it. However you do, it is correct, because it is not the visualization, it is the energy, the movement, the connection, the centering. The journey to your higher self gives a different perspective. It gives awareness of a part of us that we are just learning to discover. To reach it, imagine that you are in a helicopter of consciousness and are rising high above the earth, high above the trouble or turmoil of your emotions, your mind, your physical discomforts, rising into a safe zone of space, a higher you, a perfect you. You can reach a plane of profound peacefulness and deep calm. This is a place in your consciousness, in your awareness. Here you can let go of any tension you may have been holding onto as you let your consciousness expand, as you continue to rise. Surrender and release, rise, and feel the flow. Here you can let peace flow through you. You might sense this as a deep, rich blue. As you ascend, notice a shift in your conscious awareness, a shift in frequency. As you continue to rise above your concerns and problems into a place of higher vibration, observe the change. This is a place where love has resolved all problems in its infinite embrace. You are entering a place of inner light that is healing, energizing, and illuminating, all at the same time.
Take advantage of this shift to come into the present moment of awareness. Let your energy center itself and come to a point of stillness and focus on all that is this moment. It is not the past. It is not the future. It is now. It is here. It is right here and right now. As you come into the living presence of right here and right now, all that has ever happened in the past resolves towards infinite peace and completed understanding. All that has ever happened in the past no longer has any power over you. Only the knowledge of the experience that is now resolving you into completed understanding is significant. The future lies before you. It is yet unformed and still in the process of creation. Within that creation is unlimited possibility and potential. Within that process of creation are the seeds of all you hope and dream to achieve and fulfill in your life.
Consider that all experience is designed to deepen and strengthen our understanding. It has a huge potential to do this, once we are not overwhelmed by its impact. Sense the power in your soul, that higher nature in yourself, to transform all that you have experienced into a calm, peaceful understanding. A resolution that allows you to release that experience into the past. Realize there is no true death or lasting suffering in the life of the spirit. Here, right now, in this moment, transfer this calm energy to your emotional body, that interpenetrating surrounding field of emotions that you have built into your life. This body is powerful in our life because it is the body of our desires. It also is a sensitive substance that receives and holds impact. But it is responsive and it can release and clarify. A according to our will. It might help to imagine your emotions like a clear pool that stills and becomes calm and quiet and at peace. Visualize that. Any disturbing places in it, simply dissipate them to that calm clarity. Here, from the perspective in the center of your essential self, you are able to heal all past impacts, horrors, and hurts. This means taking the energetic charge out of the memory of the events as it was impressed into our feeling body. You cannot change the past. None of us can. However, you can take the emotional charge out of your memory of it. You can let the energy charges of the past experiences go. As you surrender the past and face into the future. This is the dynamic power of your being coming into the awareness and consciousness of your higher self, your centered self, from spirit itself. From that essential self, it enters into your human personal nature, your mind, your emotions, and your physical. It is all you. It is simply an expanded and larger you, taking charge through you. Let the peace of the present moment pervade your consciousness.
I will repeat that. Let the peace of this present moment pervade your consciousness. Own it. Hold it. Now, take another very deep, relaxing, healing, clarifying breath. As you do this, draw in the healing light of your higher self, the wisdom and the understanding that is a part of your higher self. Draw that in with the breath and let that light permeate your whole being, filling your body, calming your emotions, bringing you healing, giving you balance. As you release that breath, release with it any residual tensions, turmoil, or anxiety that might be remaining. Let yourself come to center. Let yourself come to a point of serenity, a point of calm, and a point of peace. Now, you can engage the powerful creative power of your mind by declaring that it is your intention to heal your life and heal yourself in this meditation experience.
I suggest you do that in the first person. It is my intention to heal my life in this meditation experience. This brings the will into action, and dynamics in the will facilitate the process in you. It's a new awakening of how to use your will in ways that you have not yet perhaps experienced. It is my intention to heal my life in this meditation experience. At this point of connection, your mind and your intention work to activate and align with your will. As warriors, we have demonstrated powerful will that we use to protect and serve others. Now we are focusing that will on healing our lives, physically and emotionally and mentally. We are now serving ourselves. You are now serving yourself so that you can learn to serve others. This integration of your warrior self, personality, with your higher self opens you to heal from the damage that war and violence have created, and to empower you to move forward in your life and to be of dynamic service. This is the benefit of healing. You are able to move on in your life to be a source of strength for others. A new chapter built on the old, but far different. Because this healing process is natural to life, it cannot be stopped once you decide you want it now.
No matter what horrors, circumstances you have experienced so far in your life, you can maintain from this point of your higher self a sense of purpose. Healing allows you the opportunity to do great good in the world, to have great success in the world, to experience great love in the world. These possibilities, these powers, and your ultimate sense of purpose are all available to you when you align with and integrate with your higher self. This is a new power for your warrior within. It empowers you to the will to good. It empowers you to live the life you have dreamed.
Stay in that energy. It is awakening your inner sense of itself, inner touch, inner feeling, inner vision, inner sight, inner smell. It's all there, awakening to these inner realities. Let them gradually stimulate you into full awareness. This is the beginning of another cycle of experience, and one where you can apply all the understanding you have gained from the past cycle. It is simply changing into a new life dynamic, surrendering the old and entering the new. In the future, it is the power of good through the will to good that will demonstrate far more power and creative value in our lives than we ever used in the use of our will to destroy. You have strengths others who have not had your experiences do not have. Now is the time to apply those strengths to a cycle of creative, positive power and creation. This will redeem all you have lost in the recognition of your strength and your power to cause good, real and lasting good. Start with your own personal life. and then expand it to the lives of those around you. This meditation is just a start.
At the conclusion of this meditation, you might wish to sit quietly and tune into the sense of purpose and direction that has been revealed to you by your higher self. In this quiet time, it may become clearer to you. Listen to the wisdom of that part of yourself. Appreciate and enjoy the calm and centered strength that comes from this awareness and this connection.
You can do this meditation anytime. You might want to try it while walking in a natural setting. Repetition will bring an automatic healing response to you every time any of your inner struggle is triggered, and it will start immediately to calm and transform and heal. Any recognition of your inner struggle, let that bring immediately this alignment to self, this flow of energy, this calmness, this deep inner self of the inner warrior who lives in us all and is willing. Expand on the process in the direction you feel is beneficial to you. Take initiative. Be it cause to yourself. It's your process. Firmly understand, this is a new chapter in your life, and the past is receding behind you and losing its impact on you. The future will hold deep experiences far greater than any you have had so far. It was for this future that we have experienced all that we have. There are no permanent conditions in life. It is a journey. There are only crises in consciousness where our understanding of living is expanding and changing into a new and deeper level. You are a forever evolving being, and a far greater journey lies ahead than lies behind. Thank you for joining us.
As we conclude this meditation, we thank you. We remain energetically available to support you on your journey, to guide you through other meditations. The future lies before you without limitation. Shed the past and step into the new day. This is the miracle. This is the gift. This is the benefit of healing. This journey is a great adventure. Thank you. Namaste. The blessing of love on all that you do. For further information, come back to this website, www.4-veterans.com.